it's down to three finalists for the position of state superintendent. Over the past month, the Superintendent Selection Committee, made up of seven State of Education board members, has reviewed 21 applications and narrowed it down to three candidates. On Monday, they will make their final pick.
The process moved rapidly but well.
Mark Peterson is Public Relations Director for the State Office of Education. He says the board received a number of highly qualified applicants for the position, and with the help of 20 community leaders, legislators, and members of the governor's office, has narrowed the search to the final candidates.
We got roughly the same number of applicants we got for this superintendent as we did in our last superintendent search, although the actual time available for candidates to decide to send an application in was shortened by about 2 weeks. And the reason for the speed is just that the board wants somebody in place by January 1.
The three finalists are Martel Menlove, who is Deputy State Superintendent, Gregory A. Hundel, Associate Superintendent for Student Services for the Provost School District, and Michael Sentence, President of Education Reform Strategies at the Tribal Group in Massachusetts. Peterson says Shumway and the Board of Education will mentor the new superintendent on a number of projects to ensure the office continues in the direction it's currently going.
We're moving forward with Utah Core Standards. We're making some changes in social studies and in some of the honors math programs. So there are 1,000 balls in the air, and the sooner you can start taking over the juggling, the better off for you.
In a statement released September 13th, a group of state lawmakers, including House Majority Whip Greg Hughes and Senator Howard Stevenson, who is co-chair of Public Education Appropriations, expressed concern over the speed of the job search process, describing it as, quote, rushed, superficial, and apparently orchestrated towards a predetermined result, adding the two-week window for applications will deter qualified candidates from stepping forward.
If they were going to apply, they were going to apply whether it was going to be a two-week or a four-week window. So I don't think that changed anything at all.
Deborah Roberts, chair of the Utah State Board of Education, says the search was shortened by 2 weeks, adding the board believes it's critical a new superintendent is hired and trained before the legislative session begins, which she says is a crucial period for education.
We need this person in place as quickly as possible. To have some overlap time to work with Superintendent Shumway. Then we want that person in place so that they can gear up, start to get to know some of the players, some of the people on the Hill, that they can be effective during this legislative session. During that legislative session, our entire budget is decided.
The three finalist interviews will be done in a public session Monday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the State Office of Education building in Salt Lake City. A new superintendent will be chosen the same day following the interviews. The interviews will also be streamed live on the Office of Education's website. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.